We praise the Lord for what He is doing in our midst, in the community. It's not the work of any one specific person. We're all just avenues through which God's grace is to be at work among us. If you make yourself available to Him, you will see the kingdom of God in your midst. Mission. Mission is the heartbeat of the Christian movement, whose goal is in pointing humanity to God, its Creator, to have that relationship and to worship Him. Mission is the hallmark of really contemporary Christians in general, as taught in Scripture. It flows from a revived base that was laid in the 18th century. The struggle for the church is to keep mission a part of the essence of the church and the continuity of its earthly life at the very forefront of its thinking and practice. Mission in our 21st century world must grapple with its connection to the past. Our leaders' thoughts and practices regarding mission have influenced us today, and it still influences our future. Wesley provided critical insights and effective practices concerning Christian doctrine, theology, and mission in his day that still challenge today's church. Those hymns that we've been singing all week are loaded with very good theology. They're loaded with ideas and practices of mission. Just as we took an offering this morning for compassionate ministries and to help others away in other places, but also right here in our own town. That's important. That's a part of what mission is. And we want to talk some more about that for just a little bit. And as we've noted, healing is a part of that mission. Its terminology and its thought and its practice is all through mission and helps to guide us with what we're doing. By the term and by the meanings inherent in the word mission, we are to understand that it covers these multidimensional aspects of physical and spiritual and relational healing, conveying an integration of those segregated parts. There have been wings of the church that have said, you must proclaim the gospel, and we give all of our money, all of our time for just making sure that people have a chance to hear the word. And then there are the other side that say, no, people must see the visible mission in order to understand it. And so they do good things, but they forget to add the testimony to their good deeds, so nobody really knows why they're doing those good deeds. People come and they build buildings, or they serve food, or they take care of people's medical needs, and that's all very well and good, and I'm for that, of course, but the people never know why they're there. Mission, in a biblical sense, combines the word of our testimony and our actions. They should not be separate. In part of what we said yesterday with Dr. Chuck Kraft saying, you know, there were preachers who were only preaching and not healing, and healers who were trying to heal and not preach, and it didn't make any sense in those kinds of contexts. You have to put those ideas and things together. And so a Wesleyan theological perspective that you're being taught here, the biblical perspective and approach, commends itself to this endeavor, specifically because it synthesizes these elements from those various traditions without compromise of its commitment to biblical truth. Holy love stands as a sentinel to guard our thoughts, our actions, and our commitments. Healing, the healing emphasis has been and continues to be an integral and essential to the church at all levels. At present, there's a renewed interest in healing throughout the global church and exploring the place of healing in mission. It's interesting that even the World Council of Churches convened at least three of its conferences and published literature in the International Review of Mission in 1994, in 2001, and again in 2005 on this emphasis of healing and mission. They're starting to catch on and catch up. Let's don't lose our memory and our commitment. In the tradition in which we stand, it's been leading the way in that particular practice for now almost 200 years. Wesley, considering that he was following the leading of the Holy Spirit, contributed a comparatively more encompassing view and practice of mission, expressed often through the therapeutic terminology that we've been talking about this week. And that was a major part and a contributing factor to the Christian revitalization movement that he led during the 18th century. That even as he was passing away in 1791 and passing the torch on to his followers, who continued then to move into the world with those themes. And his writings envision a comprehensive approach to mission that exhibit the theme of salvation as healing, keeping these themes together. He says, "I was sent from one to those who was so strangely torn by the devil that I almost wondered why her relations, her relatives, did not say, 'Much religion has made you mad.' But we prayed to God to bruise Satan under her feet. Immediately, we had the petition for which we asked. She cried out, 'He is gone, he is gone,' and was filled with the spirit of love and of a sound mind. Such power belongs to God. Our Lord rose on many who were under conviction and brought healing in his wings." He says, "I was with one who was being in deep anguish of spirit, had been the day before to ask another clergyman for advice, and he told her head was out of order and that she needed to go take some medicine. In the evening, we called upon God for medicine to heal those that were broken in heart. And five people who had long laid in the shadow of death knew that they had passed from death to life. God's renewing spirit had brought them through." Expressed in mission of healing are those various good works of benevolence, compassion, like we were talking about earlier, and godlike mercy, conveying, as he says, "The mind throughout my life be shown, while listening to the wretch's cry, the widow's or the orphan's groan, on mercy wings I swiftly fly, the poor and needy to relieve, myself, my all, for them to give." You see, Wesley's prominent emphasis regarding mission was also conveyed in these words. Here was the dawn of the proper gospel day. Here was a proper Christian church. It was now the Son of Righteousness rose upon the earth with healing in his wings. He did now save his people from their sins. He healed all their sicknesses. He not only taught that religion, which is the true healing of the soul, but effectually planted it in the earth, filling the souls of all that believed in him with righteousness, gratitude to God, and goodwill toward man, attended with a peace that surpassed all understanding and with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Healing in a broad sense, and in relation to contemporary mission, viewed through the theology and practice of Wesley, that those are things that are bringing us to a place of understanding what the Bible is talking about. Wesley's picked up these themes that he has seen in each of the gospel writers and in Paul and throughout the letters, but it's tied from Genesis all the way through Revelation. And so he spoke often about the salvation in these therapeutic terms. And this work provides a theological articulation for that and these lectures that we've been focusing on. The relationship between mission and healing, to locate them in the larger text of God's mission and the biblical understanding of God's love for the world. In the short time we have left, let me talk just a moment about the Missio Dei, because it is the action of God as creator and redeemer. God intends to fulfill the original purposes of creation in renewal, revitalization, reconciliation, and healing to overcome the rebellion, the fall of humanity, and all of the brokenness that we see. And Wesley recognized that the Father's missional love sends the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the church to the world. You see, part of what our call is to join Jesus in His mission as He ministers to the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit through the body of Christ for the sake of the world. You see, joining in the mission and being a part of what God is already doing lays upon us the privilege of joining with God in what He is doing. It's not that the church is in mission as much as it is that the mission has a church. You see, if you get those things turned around, you think that you're doing the mission and we participate in it, but it's God's mission and we're joining with Him. He's already out there in the world at work, and we are going to the places and showing up in places where God has already been working. God is there. He is drawing the people to Himself, and He's giving us the privilege to be a part of that and to be fruit catchers, to be there when people are born into the kingdom and to help explain to them the life in Christ and to bring to them the touch from God in ways that comes through the hands of another person. The Son sends the church under the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit to bear the fruit of the Spirit, to exercise the gifts of the Spirit, and to call all people into the kingdom of God. The Spirit unceasingly, unswervingly gives life to believers and continually transforms and conforms the church to the likeness of Christ. This afternoon, as the local pastors gather, we're going to deepen that work of mission and our discussion of that among them and how they will be at work in the churches and across the district and throughout the region. Take these ideas that we've been talking about this week, your commitment to what God is doing, and apply it in your heart and in the ministries that He has laid out for you, that you have opportunity to participate in. His call is clear, and it is for you to be a part of that. Thank you for this time together, and we'll give the Lord the praise for all that He's doing in His church and in this place. Would you pray with me? Lord, take these things, these ideas, the touch that You have placed upon our lives, the call that You have put within our heart. Give us strength and courage by the power of Your Spirit to be faithful. Lord, as we look for the fruit of the Spirit, we look for love to be the guiding factor of all the other things that love produces in our life. But Lord, we're not really looking at our own life, because our vision is cast towards You to see what You are doing, to participate in what You want. And we know that You are looking to the people in our communities. And as we look into Your eyes and we see the reflection of the hurting and the needs of those around us, compassion rises in our own hearts to go and share with them the story that has changed our lives, to share with them the bread of our foodstuffs that will nourish them and the water that they need to thrive. Lord Jesus, give us wisdom and understanding in all the things that You call us to do, and we'll be careful to give You the praise for all that You are doing in our midst and in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.